This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, part 13 of our current Daily Devotional special series, Resolving Conflict. And listen to the scripture I have for you today. It comes from James, who's the brother of Jesus. It comes from chapter 1 and verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Oh boy, I can remember the first time I read that scripture many years ago. I thought, are you mad? Really? Consider it pure joy. How can it be pure joy when you're going through a trial? When you're going through conflict, how can that be joy? Beloved, listen to what James is saying to you. When you're in that situation that you are in a conflict, you are in a war, and it needs to be resolved. It needs to have closure. It needs to end. But when you're going through it, you can't see that. All you want to do is to get the better of the other person, because you don't want to lose. You don't want to be the one losing face. You don't want to be the one who's on the floor. You want to be standing tall, because you are proud and haughty. But that is not what we have to do. That is not what the Bible is telling us. James is telling us right here. Dear brothers and sisters, and that means you, he's talking to you right now. When troubles come your way, whatever that trouble is, and we're dealing with conflict at the moment, but whatever the trouble is, consider it an opportunity for great joy. I know this in my own life. I know this. I have noticed this over my many years, that if nothing is going on in your life, if you're not tempted, if you're not, what am I trying to say here? If you are not being pushed to the very limit, if you are not being attacked by the evil one, then you are of no consequence. Because you're not in a battle. And if you're not in a battle, it means that you are no threat to the evil one. Beloved, hear what I'm saying to you. Because I know that you struggle, and I know that you are being tempted, and I know that you are going through trials, and I know that I know that I know that you are being attacked by the evil one. Just know this, it's an opportunity for pure joy. Because if you are being attacked by the evil one, it means that you are of consequence. You are of consequence in this battle that we reign constantly with the powers of darkness. And know this, it is an opportunity for pure joy. Why and how could it be an opportunity for pure joy? Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Look at what James continues with. For that you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. When your faith is being tested, as God Almighty Himself tests our faith constantly. And rightly so. When your faith is being tested, it means this, simply this, that your endurance has a chance to grow. You see, oftentimes we will hear of salvations coming all over the place. Oftentimes we will hear of great crusades that Billy Graham brought, and we will see those myriads and myriads of people coming down the front and saying, "Yes, Lord, I want you as my Lord and Savior." And as soon as the going gets tough, what happens? They fall away. Jesus brought an example of this by saying some seed is planted on shallow ground and it doesn't have chance to root. It doesn't have chance to go down. Some seed is planted among the thistles and they are strangled. But some seeds are planted in good soil. And because those seeds are planted in good soil, they grow and they flourish and they get stronger. It's just like the rooting system. As we grow roots down, as we grow these roots down into the ground, as our rooting system is grown and developed, we become stronger and stronger and stronger until we turn into an oak tree. Listen to what I'm saying to you today, beloved, because it's really important. And how do those people fall away that gave their hearts to the Lord? How do they walk away? They walk away because it gets too tough. This Christian life is too hard. So no, I can't do it. I'm going to go and do something else. I'll go and look at another religion that is a lot easier than this, because this is so difficult. The way you have to live, oh my days, it is so hard. You see, the rooting system has not been placed in the right place. And that person hasn't been nurtured. That person hasn't been fed. But beloved, if you are fed with the Word of God, if you are fed with the correct Word of God, then your rooting system will begin to develop so that you will be able to pass those endurance tests. And your endurance, beloved, needs to grow. So when you're going through these trials, you need to look at these trials and say, you know what? These trials have been laid before me for a reason, and I'm going to get through them. I am not going to wither and die. I am not going to fall by the wayside. My house is not built on sand, but my house is built on firm rock with a firm foundation. And as my endurance has a chance to grow, then it will grow. And James says this, when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And as you go through this conflict, notice this conflict in a new way. See this conflict as a chance for your endurance to grow. Oftentimes, when you are in a conflict at home, it's because your partner or your child or your grandparents or whoever it is, they tend to do the same things that annoy you each time. It's the same things over and over and over again. And you think, I don't know how much more of this I can take. And that is what James is teaching you today. He's teaching you about endurance. Maybe as you're going through this trial, maybe as you're saying, I can't do this relationship any longer. This relationship for me has come to an end because I can't take it any longer. I can't stand it. I don't want this. I want something new. I want something fresh. I want something that will give me what I need. But James is saying, are you enduring? Or have you just thrown it away? Are you enduring the conflict? Or are you just giving up? James is saying your endurance needs time to grow. So therefore, when you are going through this trial, when you are learning this test of endurance, then know this. It's for a reason. It is for a reason. And it is for a season. Oh, I love that, Lord. Thank you. Did you hear that? It's for a reason. And it's for a season. This is not going to continue forever and ever and ever. But your endurance will have a chance to develop. Your endurance will have a chance to grow. And your roots can grow deeper and deeper and deeper down into the soil so that you become a beautiful oak tree. Something that will not even be knocked over by the hardest gale, but you will stand firm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want you to turn with me real quick to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And from verse 10, and let's see what it says. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Did you see that? Put on God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Give God the glory. Give him the glory and say, Lord, yes. Let my endurance be tested. Lord, help me through this conflict by knowing I have to endure. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. And I give you all the glory. And I give you all the praise. And I give you all the honor that is due your holy name. And I say, hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, I love you and I honor you. And I give you my life afresh today. And I promise you, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. And I will keep my eyes well and truly fixed on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.